I have. Are we going?
We're gonna start now.
John Popper threw one of those at me. And
that's
I caught
what she
it.
Said.
I want to
catch it.
I did, and it had a spit in it.
Gross.
It's when he was back.
Ah. Yeah.
This right here is an authentic blues harmonica in C flat, made from Horner, who
made by came, Horner,
made
not
by
from
Horner,
Horner
from which Horner. Became a famous company by pop music in the '60s by Bob Dylan. So I would like
you.
I want you to take that, and I want you to play us a little something.
But you just had your mouth.
It's okay, whatever. Just
it's all right. I don't have cooties.
No, actually, well, I just got over being sick last week.
I'm not going to... It's all right. I'll just wash it out.
He's going to disinfect it.
I don't...
Okay. Oh, that was it. I can't fucking do it.
That was really good.
I can't do it. It was da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh,
do it on the harmonica.
Da-da-da.
What? Are you trying to play Billy Joel's
yes!
Piano Man?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
I was able to do it, but that was literally when I was like 19, so that was a long time
ago.
Well,
what are you, 21 now?
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, we should start.
We've been rolling. We started.
Yeah,
we started.
We're doing it.
Oh,
this is it. We're in. I thought
congratulations.
That was pretend.
No, this is really happening.
Welcome back.
This is real life.
This is real life.
Welcome back. I'm so glad you're back.
Me too.
I wonder what this show is 5 minutes later.
Brian never introduces the show on time.
Yeah. I was hoping we were going to have a full musical introduction.
Mm.
It was a long time ago that I played the harp.
Okay.
The mouth harp.
So yeah, it's the grossest thing. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Show.
Oh!
Yay!
Yeah!
All right. My name is Brian Gerard. I'm alongside Gregory Hoyt.
Oh, good evening, ladies.
Also Robert Scheid.
Hello.
And our special guest, yet again, she has come back for more, a glutton for punishment.
What?
Alyssa Dean Cerullo.
Oh!
I pronounced your name wrong again, didn't I?
Yeah.
It's okay. Thank you. Thank you for having
correct him.
Me.
Why?
Alyssa Dean Cerullo.
Oh, oh my gosh.
I told you, Hoyt, I told you you should have did the intro for this.
Well, I don't know her name.
Well, you don't. Do you know who that is?
I would always just say Alyssa Dean. That's
I did too. I didn't. I mean, I always the last.
Except
name
I did know her last name was Cerullo.
You did.
So I love that you guys are using my married name. No one ever does, really.
Really?
Perhaps
really?
We should drop it.
Well,
what do they normally say?
I have respect for your husband, unlike other people in this room.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Everyone's crazy.
Oh, you must be talking about her then. Because we all respect.
I love her husband.
Rich, yes. Rich is awesome. No, it's just because people mostly know me as Alyssa Dean.
Right.
Yeah.
That's your stage name.
It's when I'm on that stage, that's
how did
my
we
name.
Meet?
Hello, my baby. Hello, my God. I'm Alyssa Dean, yow.
That's usually my theme song.
And she does it on the mouth harp.
Yeah, that's what she said. How did I meet you?
How did I meet you? Actually, I met you very briefly on the set of Campus Ladies.
That's right.
Really?
My first television show.
Why are we applauding?
And his last.
Yay!
Was that your first television show?
It was not.
Yay!
What was your first television show?
Oh, gosh. Well, out here in Los Angeles?
Sure.
Oh, God.
I know. What is
easy,
that? Are you
Tiger.
Bi-coastal? What's
this? I'm bi-coastal. No, I did. When I was in New York, I did this thing. It was like a teen show about movies. And it was syndicated in, I think it was in like Pennsylvania and Germany.
Nice.
And
two really good markets.
Yeah.
Huge markets.
Huge markets. And that was my first TV show. No, but really, there was a show called Medical Investigation.
Nice.
When I first came out here, and I had like three lines on that
show.
Nice.
Were you nervous?
That's huge.
I was nervous.
Were you more nervous on set doing your three lines on Medical Investigation, or were you more nervous the day you met me on set at Campus Ladies?
Definitely no. When I met you.
Hello.
Wow. Was it because you were meeting him, or because you had a bigger role on Campus Ladies?
It was because I was meeting him, actually.
Wow. Whoa.
Because he's freakishly tall, for those of you who have never seen him.
Bingo.
Freakishly tall.
That's what she said.
I get that all the time.
Brian,
is that right?
Definitely.
No.
Also gets
no.
That.
No, I've never heard anything. No, I've never gotten.
No, he's just, he was coming at me. He was like, hey!
Whoa! What?
Walking down the hallway.
Oh my God.
I don't know if he's in character. Arms like flailing.
Wow.
And limbs flailing.
That is amazing news.
Big guy.
I don't know what I was doing, but I was happy.
I do. I know what you were doing, and good for you.
What was I doing?
It doesn't matter. Moving on. So when was the first time you met Robert Scheid?
Was here at right where we're standing or sitting and talking.
That's right.
Was here, and I said, "Who's that motorcycle man?"
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa. That was during the Shots Fire era, which we talked about last time you were here.
Oh, that's right. Yes. We did. Yeah.
One hot minute. We all did improv together.
Yeah, it was such a good time. Yep.
There was a moment in time where that was probably the most successful improv group in the city.
Yeah.
It was like a brief second.
Yeah. We did one show.
We did two shows.
And it was two very successful shows. Whatever happened to that group?
I think you broke it up. What are you up to now? What's happening now?
Yeah, I heard you're either in or you did a movie or what's going on? What's this movie talk?
Yes. I produced a film that my husband, Richard Cirello, wrote and directed.
Cool.
Cirello.
Unless you're in Italy, and then it's Cirello.
Cirello. Hello, Rich. Congratulations. Good job, Rich.
Good work. No, it's a cool short film that we did. We're finishing it up now, or like right at the end of post.
What's it called?
It's called The Debt Collector.
Ooh, that's a cool Debt Collector.
That's a cool
and,
title.
It's a feature film.
Feature film?
No, she just said short. Listen.
I just wanted to read it.
Cirello. God.
No, it's a short film about a socially awkward man who...
it's about Robert?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Rides a motorcycle.
Oh my God, this is about me, and I collect debts?
No, seriously.
No.
Go.
It is about a socially awkward man who...
God damn it.
Can you play along?
No.
Who finds his first human relationship in his life with the dead body of his next door neighbor.
Ooh, wow. That's actually pretty good. That's a good
It's dark.
It's a good story.
It's dark, but it's also
Is it a dark
weirdly
comedy?
Funny, yeah.
Okay, good. Nice.
Yeah,
is it Rich? Is the socially awkward
No,
guy?
Rich is no. just, he just directed
okay.
it.
And okay,
okay. Are you the dead body?
I am not. Oh. I am not. Although there was one point where we could not find an old woman who was willing to do this role. So I was like, oh, we're just going to put me in prosthetics. I'll just freaking do it.
Mm.
But no, we actually found this woman, Beverly Sanders, who... is an amazing actress. She was on Johnny Carson. Like, she was an old school actress, and she was willing to do it. I mean, she has a scene where she's alive as well. We had to write it in because there was no one else that would, you know, who the heck's going to want to lay in a bed all day?
Yeah, right.
So talk about the casting process. You know, you went through this, obviously, trying to find somebody. Did you put the word out on all the major sites? Or?
We asked, actually, it ended up being someone that is with Rich's agent.
Okay.
And she read, the funny thing is, he sent her the script. She only read the first three pages and said she wanted to do it because that was where her scene was.
Oh, wow.
She's like, oh, yeah, I want to do it. And then he's like, no. Go, read the rest of it.
Because you're dead for 80% of this movie.
But she was so cool and so fantastic and so, like, fun to work with and a complete goofball, which proves to me that if you aren't an actor in the arts, it doesn't matter how old you are, you're always... Yeah. Completely immature.
Totally. That's the part of the work.
It's playing. It's why it's called playing
young
a role.
At heart.
I know.
It's called playing a role because you get to play.
You don't have to grow up in this industry.
No, you don't.
You never have to retire.
Don't let them take it away from me.
I won't let them take it away.
My dead hands will be around it.
I will play until I'm dead.
I shall play the lyre like I did when I was 7 years old.
Did you?
You played King Lear when you were 7.
Yeah, that's just what he called his member.
Oh.
Ding 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 ding.
Who played the guy that loved the dead woman?
This amazing, amazing actor named Daniel Villett.
Now let me ask you a question. Why didn't Robert get asked to play this role?
That's a good question.
Was it sad?
Contract? It was sad.
Oh,
when did you shoot it? No, Robert's SAG.
I'm SAG.
You're SAG. I saw you and you're in a commercial.
Yes, I was.
And some other shit.
Clear?
What?
No, that was you. You did Clear. What was yours?
Into it.
All three of you.
What about us?
Are amazing actors.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh,
what's happening?
I'd like to go down this road.
Okay. No, you are. You're fantastic because you're good improvisers and but other than being good improvisers, you happen to also be intelligent, good actors.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank
appreciate
you.
That.
And I know that because I worked with them for 3 hot weeks.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So true.
So true.
Well, right back at you, Alyssa.
Oh, thank you.
I actually, Alyssa Dean, I saw you. I don't have television. I have Hulu Plus on my Roku box.
Jesus.
Do you think if we say Roku a bunch, they'll give us some free box?
Yeah, that's
not how it works.
My neighbor was telling me about that the other
Roku's
day.
Roku's the best.
Roku?
So I watched.
Oprah.
No.
If you say Oprah three times,
she appears
out of the microphone.
What? What's up, y'all?
It's my birthday.
Good Oprah.
Very nice.
Thank you.
That's Oprah we've had.
Yeah, I know. Much better than Greg's Oprah. Once again, Greg.
What's up, y'all?
So Oprah. Unbelievable.
Kind of sound like Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. No.
Not quite the Oprah that people really can
relate
to.
What were you saying?
I was going to say, I saw, before early 80s Oprah came, you... I saw you on, I believe it was Parenthood. Did you do a role?
Yes.
Where you played...
Really?
You
were play within the show.
Yeah, it was so hard. No, it wasn't. It was really fun though. I played. What is her name?
I forgot her name too. But they.
Oh my God, she's like the main actress on it. She was on Gilmore Girls, and she's awesome. Lauren
Graham.
Lauren Graham.
Ladies and gentlemen,
nice.
Wicked hot. P.S. Wicked hot. Hey,
yeah.
She's very pretty.
She's really
hot. Anyway, she is a writer. Thank you.
That's fucking.
She's
hot.
A writer on the show, and so she. I wrote this big play,
yeah.
And she cast it, and I was the actress she chose to play her. And
nice.
I got to do it. I got to do a play on TV.
That's awesome.
Which was fun. I mean, clearly it was obviously not the whole play.
So great.
Right. It was great. It was a great role.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
It was very fun.
Nice.
Congrats.
And it was like the coolest set because it was everything on that show is improvised. Ugh. They have a script, and they do not use it.
That's so
That
awesome.
Is the best day of work.
Ever.
It was the best.
I recently had one of my favorite days of work. It was a commercial, and I'm in the trailer getting ready to go to set, and I have the lines, and I'm going through what the beats are. And the director comes in and literally rips it up in front of me. He's like, just show up on set. We'll figure it out when we get there.
It's the best.
I literally was like, this is going to be the best day ever.
Ever.
And it was. We just made the whole thing up, and it was so much fun, and it was so good, and it clearly...
This is natural.
It was great. Yeah. And the fact that there's so many shows, there's a lot of shows are taking a cue. I mean, because we're so used to reality television. I think mm-hmm. that has a lot to do with playing into how these shows are being produced now.
Yeah.
And they're loosely scripted and then relying on the actors to just fill in the blanks. And it's an exciting way to work, especially for those of us who are fairly good at that kind of thing.
And that's the thing. Those shows are actually using actors, where when you look at like reality television, which is just as produced, lightly produced or whatever, or mm-hmm. heavily produced,
oh, right. Yeah.
And fairly scripted.
Yeah.
The unfortunate thing is they are not using actors.
Yeah.
So it just feels fake. It feels really
yeah. The Jersey Shore is completely real, you guys.
Oh my God.
Oh,
so
listen,
real.
Someone needs to let her know. It's
but the thing is, with the Jersey Shore and a lot of other shows, it doesn't matter because tits are flying around.
Tits are, but
are they
ugly
really?
Tits.
But they're ugly.
Terrible fake tits.
Ugly orange tits.
Are orange. They are so orange. Tell me about your obsession with Jersey Shore.
I actually haven't watched the Italy season. I haven't watched it at all.
Wait,
I gave
you're
it up.
In Italy?
I don't even
they're,
know what you're talking about.
They're in Italy right now.
What?
I watched some recaps. I do online. I watched some of the recaps.
Uh-huh.
And Dina, who is the one who came in the Miami season, she's making out with everybody. She's
wow.
making out with Snooki. She's making out with like...
What?
And she is just not someone I would ever want to make out with.
But people love like watching train wrecks. People love
of
watching
course.
Cars crash into the side
but
of the
But they have since the beginning of time.
They want
yeah.
to feel...
That's why the show's
audience,
so successful.
Yeah, the audience wants to feel that... You know, look at them. They're worse than me.
Yeah. Thank
so
God.
I'm doing okay.
I'm all right. Yeah.
They're worse than me, yet Snooki's on Jay Leno pimping her shoe line, her makeup line, her mascara line, her
mm-hmm.
sunglass line.
Yeah.
Her vodka line, her
yeah.
weight loss program line. Like, that homegirl's got more products that she's slinging than P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
Who's P. Diddy? Who's that?
Who's that? Didn't he change his name back to something
Puff
else?
Diddy,
Puffy?
Diddy Reese?
Diddy Reese?
Did he do it?
No, he changed his name again to something
to
else. I don't know, but it was like, the other night I saw something and he was introduced in it. I'm like, who are they introducing?
Who is that?
It's like, I don't know. Who
remember when me and you did... The same commercial that you did the
but
female.
But I was the girl and you were the boy.
And I was the boy.
That
what?
Was
What was this?
So
did you
fun.
Not know that?
When?
But it was more fun hanging out with you in the fitting than
it
was
actually
shooting
it. Yeah, shoot was a fucking disaster.
Oh, yeah.
What was it? What are you talking about?
It was for Toyota.
Yeah, we were at Toyota Spots where we got to play two different... Well, in both versions, we both played, like, the smart car-buying version of ourselves and then the crazy version of ourselves.
So we got to act opposite ourselves.
Wait, yeah. No, I saw yours, Alyssa. I thought it was great.
How did you see mine? Oh, Facebook. Because it's a Florida commercial.
But, and there were a couple of cuts of them or something like that. And I loved them. I thought they were great. Greg, I didn't even know.
You didn't? It's on my commercial
Why didn't
reel.
I call you?
Why didn't you call me? You never call me with these triumphs
you
or
never
disasters.
You know what? I will say this. You never call me when you have something like that. I show up and I'm like, and you're telling me, oh, I'm in this movie with Clint Eastwood.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. What?
That's what you were working on that week. Your dad was there with you.
Oh, I was about to find out, right?
Were you? I don't know what happened.
No,
I was
working
like,
on a different movie.
Crazy work
I was,
week.
I was working on a different movie. Yes. And my dad was in town.
Well, either
dad
way.
Dad is so sweet.
Well, we don't need to talk about that.
Well, such a good guy. Yeah.
Either way, we're going to put a link. We're going to put a link up on the theshyshow.com.
Of both of our commercials.
Of your commercial.
I've never seen yours.
Well, we should do both of them.
Yeah, I'll put them
You've
up
You've never
up
seen
there.
Mine?
Because I haven't seen yours.
But isn't that cool that in all of the things that are happening in the city, I walk into, it was like in a fucking castle. Remember that? Like the
fitting? Oh my god, the fitting was in a giant castle above sunset.
Like a bouncy castle?
No, not a bouncy castle.
Great.
Oh. A bounce house?
It was freezing too.
Yeah.
And it was in this really massive estate.
Yeah. And like, in the middle of nowhere, like you had to go through this gate. I was sure that I was in the wrong place.
Oh, me too. Wow. I was like, this clearly cannot be a production office. And it was. And they were in these huge, it was like this massive great room. And it was just a bunch of desks.
And clothes. And I walked in and I'm with my dad. My dad's never been to a fitting. So I'm picturing.
He thinks that this is the normal.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He's like, where the hell are we? I can't. Oh, we're going into this castle? Amazing.
Oh my god.
I'm like, no, dad. Usually we go to Santa Monica and we're going into an Art Deco warehouse.
Right.
Oh, this is amazing. And I walk in and I have a friend there who's trying on clothes.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's like, your life is unbelievable.
Yeah, this is totally like, normal.
Yeah. Oh, great. You're working with friends.
It is unbelievable. Cut to, you know, just a few months later, if he were here, he'd see you crawled under a table crying, wondering what it all means.
Yeah.
Every day.
What was he trying to find under that table?
He's always trying to find himself.
Oh.
No, it's like Brian. Brian does that. I was excited to see you, though.
I know.
Wasn't that fun?
I was actually hoping somehow we'd be in the same spot, even
Me
though
too.
I knew that there were no men in my spot.
No, it was impossible.
Alyssa, I have a question.
Yes.
So when you saw Greg, did he come at you with arms flailing again?
He did! And his dad did, which is...
What?
Which
there
is,
it is!
No! That's it!
It's explained!
It's genetic!
Did it frighten you as much, or were you used to it by then?
I was so used to it.
Okay.
I was so used to
it's
it.
What you expected by that point.
Yeah.
What do you take that to mean, that I come at you so hard? Do I do that to everybody?
I don't know. I'm not around when you're doing that to other... I've never seen you do it to someone else.
No?
No.
Do you guys think I do?
I don't really pay attention to you most of the time, so...
Yeah. And you try not to acknowledge my presence when you see me, so...
Well, that's not true. Whenever he has a computer question, he calls you.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You acknowledge
You know what? That's true. But you know what's actually... What actually, I think part of it, besides I like you, genuinely, you're a great person, but we see each other, we tend to see each other at jobs or out
in the world,
kind of randomly. Remember we ran into each other at that audition one time?
Yes.
And we were all psyched because it was a real miserable waiting room
there
experience.
There were too many people there, and I remember we talked about the fact that I was freaking out because our router was near our bed, and I read this article right there.
Go tell them because they ain't giving me shit.
In like 17 magazine, that was like the only magazine that was there, and I'm like, oh, I can't have the router near my bed. It's like right near my bed, and I was flipping out about it. And he came over. I'm like, oh my god, tell me, what do you think about this? And you're like, yeah, no, you can't.
Don't
have that
ask
near your
him
bed.
That. He's the one who, when he goes home, he puts on an aluminum foil cap.
You're talking about hypochondriac Harry here.
Yeah.
Well, he made me, he's like, yeah, no, you have to. I'm like, I'm texting Rich right now.
Texting her husband right now.
Or, I mean, you can keep it there, just shut it off at the end of every day before
that's,
you go to sleep.
That's what we do, because Rich is like, I am not rewiring a thing, it is not going in the other room. And that's what like, well, Greg Hoyt told me. And 17 magazine.
That's
told
good.
Me.
Rich, I'm sure, loves to hear anything that starts with Greg Hoyt told
oh,
me.
Oh, God. Yeah. I know. He's going to be sure. like, this fucking guy, just shut up.
Shut up.
Stop with your hypochondriac. nature is
ing.
Ing. How would you say that?
Now you're sounding like Brian.
Now you're really taking it on. Alyssa Dean, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Again. Will you come back? You're like my favorite guest.
Oh my God, you guys are like my favorite people who run the Shy Show.
Oh my God, yeah.
There was a
death. How about it? Alyssa Dean, everyone. On behalf of Robert Scheid.
Hello.
And Gregory Hoyt.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Brian Gerard, and we are the Scheid Show.
Yay!
Boo.
God, Brian, put the harmonica down, man.
The mouth harp.
That's what she said. Oh, my God.
Clock on a Saturday, a regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.